It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Okay, so to that person that's like, well, nap a day keeps the doctor away. First off, that's not even true. Still have to go to the doctor.
But you don't have to. I don't have health insurance. I just don't go.
You don't have health insurance?
No, that's a lie. I have health insurance.
I was going to say, wait, what? Anyway, this actually could help us. I don't want to get sleep apnea, but I feel like I'm on the way, you know?
Really?
There's just a lot of little things that I'm doing to make my sleep better. Mm-hmm. But I have been laying in bed at night just like,
oh, okay.
I'll listen to audiobooks and I'll be like, all right, give me 15 minutes and I'll way past that. I'm still awake. So a new study that just came out of Penn State said that eating avocados helps you sleep better because keep in mind, they did this, you know, everybody ate an avocado a day for 6 months.
Yeah.
And the sleep improved for people. And here's the worst part. Even though it lowered people's cholesterol, which they were expecting, mm-hmm. Penn State can't tell you what happened to make people fall asleep faster and sleep better.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. They don't know why.
Avocados make you fall asleep faster and no one knows why.
And it even lowers your cholesterol.
So
Penn State was like, hey, we found this out. We don't know the cause.
If you eat enough avocados, would you just go into like a coma?
I don't know.
Do we need to beware avocados
now? I'm just saying, your girl over here can eat her weight in guacamole. So
I don't want guacamole now. I'm scared. What if I fall asleep? I'm at the wheel after going to a Mexican. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Hey, good news for those who swear that Shreveport brings out the road rage in them. It really does.
Or if you just think you're a better driver than everyone else because you are, which, hi, welcome to the club.
Exactly. Oh, hello there. So, let's just be real. Mm-hmm. You go down 220, you go down 20, you're on 49. Car wreck. And McCoy and Sparks, attorneys at law, they came out to say, hey, guys, studies show that people that are traveling 10 miles below the speed limit, they are causing accidents 60% more than somebody speeding.
Yes. Absolutely believe it.
And it doesn't make sense up until you realize, oh, my gosh, that does make sense. Because people are like, hey, I got to get to where I'm going. Yes. What are you doing? They're causing accidents. Anyway, back in February, we heard about this potential law. It was just a bill, SB 11.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out it's legit, where if you get caught driving 10 under, I think it has to be 10 under.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're on the fast lane, left lane.
Yep.
You get a ticket. Automatically, it's a fine of 150.
Only 150?
Then from there, it's 250.
Okay.
Third offense, if you get caught doing this three times.
Right.
350 or in jail for 30 days. Straight through jail.
Nana's going to be broke. Nana's going to be
poor
so
Nana.
Broke.
Pray for Nana. I'm just saying. But, I mean, there should be laws like this. This thing should have been a thing, you know,
forever
ago.
They teach it in driving school. Left lane, you go faster. If you're trying to get around, if you need to go slow, you get in the right lane. If your car doesn't work as well, you need to put on your emergency. Whatever it is, if you're not going above the speed limit or trying to pass someone, you stay in the right lane. If you're just cruising at a nice 75 and a 70, you get in the left lane.
Is this
that
your,
easy.
Is this your Super Bowl?
Kind of. Yeah, okay. Although I think it should be, the punishment should be way more. Only $150 for the first time? That's not going to stop someone. $250 might. $350 in jail would probably stop them, but that should be first offense. $350 in jail.
You're going to see Evan calling in.
I'm calling our local officials and senators and everyone and saying, hey, I have a serious problem. We are not punishing people hard enough.
You're going to see a protest party of one just out there, Evan, like.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? It's Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to Feel Good on the 50s.
So Feel Good on the 50s was created because Evan and I were so sick and tired of just seeing all the negative news.
All the time.
We thought, what if, like, once an hour, every single morning show, what if once an hour we just celebrate what's going right for somebody? We celebrate what made somebody smile. We celebrate somebody's really good experience, right?
Yep.
One thing I've been loving is people giving mom and pop businesses shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, love the one inside the K94.5 app about Sobo Cafe. Apparently, Benton now has breakfast. There's a little coffee shop over there. Yeah, so Love that. What little thing are you celebrating today? What's making you feel good? 800-9436.
Misty in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Just knowing that I have a 4-day work week.
Lucky
Wait,
you.
Wait, is this every week or is this just this week?
Just during the summer hours, we work Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5, so we can have Fridays off.
Okay, how have you been making the most of your Friday? I'm so curious, because if we were given Fridays off, like, would we actually make the most of it? So what have you been doing with your Fridays?
Yes, I plan trips. We go on long trips over the weekends. Like, we'll take a leave on a Thursday afternoon, come back on a Monday, or that way I only have to take one day off.
Start your day the right way with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
So, celebrities who arrived in Venice for Jeff Bezos' wedding include most of the Kardashian Jenners, Oprah, Bill Gates, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom, and Leonardo DiCaprio. It's worth mentioning, Jeff Bezos paid about $50,000 per guest at his wedding. That's what it cost for that experience. I just want to know, do they get an Amazon goodie bag? Like, what do you get for $50,000 per person?
Two.
The Social Network will be getting a sequel. Remember everyone's favorite movie about how weird Mark Zuckerberg was and how Facebook is kind of weird altogether? Well, it's getting a sequel. Aaron Sorkin, said that there's going to be a new one coming. Though we don't know if Jesse Eisenberg is going to return to play Mark Zuckerberg, because he's talked about he feels uncomfortable being associated with the real-life character of Mark Zuckerberg. So, things that they've said they're going to cover in the movie include things from January 6th to the 2021 Facebook files leak to COVID. It'll be all sorts of things, so very fun.
Three.
The new Golden Bachelor, 66-year-old Mel Owens, is proof that men ain't... Sorry.
I get the point.
Okay, keep in mind, you're a Golden Bachelor. And he goes, I don't want any contestants over the age of 60. I don't want anyone with artificial hips or wigs.
Ew.
He says, quote, this is not the Silver Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor. Sir, you are 66.
Right.
Beggars cannot be choosers.
True.
What in the world are you talking about? Anyway, he's just proof. I really think I'm going to stay 60.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Aaron, welcome to group therapy. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Hey, okay. I have a problem I'm kind of, I'm feeling really bad about. And I know that feeling bad about it's not helping. Okay, I have to tell you what it is. Okay, basically, I have been in love with my best guy friend for like years, like knowing that I had a huge crush on him was a big part of just the friendship, but I wasn't gonna tell him because that's weird, and we were just like friends, and I've watched him date lots of people, like I've dated some people, it's not been anyway, but basically like, we just stayed really good friends, and finally a couple months ago I was like, I have to shoot my shot, I have to just tell him how I feel because this isn't going away. I've dated a bunch of other people and I still like, I take them seriously, don't get me wrong, but I just realize every time that I end those relationships that he's kind of my rock, like he's the person I think I need to be with. So that's what I was. I told him and we started dating.
Hey, nice.
Congrats.
Like, thank you. Yeah, like you'd think like, oh my God, dream come true. Here's the thing. We've been friends for so long. Now that we're dating, it just feels like friendship and that's freaking me out.
But don't you want to be with your best friend?
I mean, that's the dream, right? Like, that's every movie. That's what I thought. But I don't want to feel like he's only my best friend. Okay. And that's where I'm feeling stuck. Because I'm not about to throw this out. Like, this has been huge for me. And also, I don't want to lose my best friend. It's this whole thing. But, like, oh, my God. I'm just freaking out that the romantic... spark.
No, I get that. It feels more
enough.
Like a friendship with a fancier title than it really is a relationship.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, am I just being like greedy? Because isn't that what most relationships turn into anyway? And how amazing to have it with my best friend. But also, I want to feel like cute. I need help.
Yeah, understandable. Okay. And I will say there's maybe a chance that he feels the same way and just doesn't know how to bring it up either. So, That's my take, but we're going to get some advice, see what other people think, and we'll round back from there.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Got some advice?
Let's get it.
Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-623. What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Erin on the Big Catch for group therapy today, and she is dating her very best friend, and that is awesome.
That's what they say you want to do, right?
Exactly. You want that.
But what happens when you've had a crush on this person for years and years, the stars finally align, you get together, and then you're like, wait, it feels
this
like...
This ain't what I thought it would be. We're just friends.
What is this? Exactly. How would you go... Because it's safe to say you and your partner, I'd say you guys are best friends, right?
We were best friends before we started dating.
That's and did you guys ease into it? Like, did you ever have that moment?
It went from... No, it was nothing like this. It was best friends to immediately, like, all over each other, so...
I love you. I do. Okay, so see, that's what I think Erin was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she's like, dude, he doesn't even hold my hand in public. Like,
right.
If you were to see us out in public, you would think, oh, they're just buds, right?
Exactly.
And I get that. Sometimes you want your man to come up behind you, give you a big old hug. I'm just saying. I'm not a PDA girl at all.
Mm.
But if the drinks are tipping and I'm a little tipsy, it's like, my man, right? So what do you do in this situation? 800-9436 or inside your free K94.5 app.
Tyler, what's your advice in group therapy this morning?
It sounds like you got exactly what you wanted and now you don't want it anymore. So that's kind of on you. I mean, we always want what we can have, right? Well, you got it. You knew exactly what you were getting and now you still want to be unhappy about it. So,
I don't know, a sad answer. I don't agree with you, but I don't disagree, if that makes sense. I see where you're coming from.
Well, she knew the guy. She knew exactly what she was getting, and then she got it. So, cheer up.
Do you think this is the end for them? Do you think that's too much for them to carry out, or do you think maybe they could work something out?
I think it's going to be too much if she wants him to be a completely different person.
Mm. Okay, Lauren, what's your best piece of advice here?
Well, like, I love my boyfriend, and we've talked about this. Like, I think he's somewhere on the spectrum. Like, I really do. Like,
oh, I love me, man. A little on the spectrum.
I mean, I said this to him. I'm like, you know, there's stuff here that... So I just explained to him. I was like, listen, I want him to kind of love on me in public. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like PDA. Like, I want them automatically to think that we're a couple. Like, you can hold my hand. You know, you can put your arm around me. We can snuggle up. You know, all this stuff. Like, I just had to be really clear with him about this stuff. I said, this is really important to me. So make an effort, you know?
Erin, the advice has been rolling in. Obviously, you are giving a lot of people hope. Like, hey, you could go from best friends to lovers. You know, there has been a lot of advice. And the main one, I feel like you have to have a heart-to-heart with them to tell them how to date you. But what do you think is the move here?
Okay, I kind of like that. Like, okay. So, like it's a communication issue rather than a fundamental issue.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong here? Like,
no, that honestly sounds real. Like, because he's just hanging out with me how we've hung out. That's probably why hold my hand in public.
You know, if we're out and about with our friends, it's okay. Come up and you know, scratch my back. Like, you know, be out there with it, baby. We ain't got no shame.
Oh my God.
You're not having, and
okay.
That's the deal. Is like, you're not having an affair. It's not like you got to be quiet about. Like, be loud, man. Tell him loud about your love.
Okay.
Good luck,
oh my God,
girl.
Okay.
Let us know how it works out, though.
I will. Oh, my God.
K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Do you have something that has made you smile? And you're just like, I know this is so dumb. Like, it's so... And to you, it may be so small. But we want to celebrate that with you. That is what this show is all about. How can we all feel good together? Tell us what's making you feel good this morning, 800-9436.
Zoe and Bossier, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I know this is supposed to be about, you know, something that happened to you or whatever, but I just want to tell you about this taqueria and Bossier that we went to. It's like a Giri, I think. It's
taqueria Giri.
Behind the Popeyes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Dude,
okay.
That place is low-key.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I don't know what it was before.
It was a Dairy Queen before.
It was a Dairy
Queen. Yes, I remember.
Okay, so have you been there?
To Dairy Queen? Yes, I've been. I have not been to Taqueria yet.
Oh, girl, spill. Like, why are you celebrating
that? We got a family platter. It was before a game. We got this family platter. It was so good. I just was like, okay, more people have to know. Like, it was too good. And they were so nice. And, like, you know, my kids, like they don't like anything. This was good.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan. Wait a second.
Okay.
10 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5,
Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. You're hanging out with Chica and Evan in the morning.
You know how I tell you, Evan, hey, you need to make it work with your girl. What, this needs to work out for you. It is not pretty out there. It is scary out there in the dating world.
Right, right.
0 out of 10, do not recommend. And now I'm like, wait. Maybe I'll stay single. Okay, so if you're seeking love in Louisiana, this new cheating survey is going to not only shock you, but make you go, I think I'm good.
Really?
Well,
okay.
Actually, hold on. Okay. I've showed you my DMs before.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were laughing, and I probably shouldn't be laughing.
You were laughing.
I was laughing because it's gym bros.
Mm-hmm.
Hype girls.
Yep.
And married men.
Yep.
What do? Get a DM from a married guy. I don't screenshot it. I don't send it to his wife. I block him. Like, bro, you are so disrespectful. Like, the fact that
you should ruin his life.
Well.
No, you should ruin his life.
But these men are like, nobody has more audacity than a married man.
Exactly.
Here's the crazy
part. Put him back in his place. Ruin his life.
Here's the crazy part. Louisiana. It's a troubling most likely to cheat statistic, okay?
Okay.
So, most likely to cheat, Louisiana came in at number 2.
Oh.
Okay? And here's the worst part. Ugh! Not only do these Louisianians agree, like, yes, I've cheated before, a majority of them never got caught.
Mm.
First off, let me throw this back. The one time I went through somebody's phone.
Right.
It wrecked my world. It wrecked my world, turned my world upside down. I thought I still do love this person in a weird way. But I'm telling you, it wrecked my world. So I understand the sting that comes with cheating. And that's why I've always said, never check somebody's phone until you're ready to make a move.
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't go through somebody's phone until you are ready to be like...
If you're not prepared for what could be in there,
exactly,
then you're not prepared.
And here's what's scary is, like, the fact that Louisianians ratted themselves out or like, oh, yeah, not only did I cheat,
yeah, that just
but
feels...
I never got caught.
And I'm going to give myself...
And you can see the survey, by the way, in the K94.5 app.
I'm
going to
give myself a false equivalency
okay,
and say, just for my own mental health sake, that all the people they interviewed are all people who got, like, cheated on just last week, and that's why they all answered so vitriolically. That way I can just pretend and stay hopeful that we're not a state full of cheaters everywhere.
Well, and that's just, like... And here's the, I don't know, like, I'm looking and I was like, okay, obviously this survey, they did it to come up with stats, like, this is why people are cheating, this is what's leading,
this
is the leading factor. And the only thing they could come up with was, people are too broke to get a divorce, so they're gonna stay married, and they're just gonna look somewhere else.
That's
but
so
that doesn't
depressing.
Count for the people that aren't married, like, what...
Well, I mean, you got to think about the people who end up, like, you know, economy's tough. You start living with your partner and you start mixing your finances and then the love's not there and you go somewhere and it's just a slippery slope.
If you because I get down on myself sometimes and I'm like, dang, it'd be awesome to have a companion. It'd be awesome to have a partner. And then I read stuff like this. Single girls up!
K94.5.com. K94.5, you're waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning.
I don't know what it is about my TikTok, Instagram, whatever. I've been seeing a lot of divorce lawyers come out and say that their best marriage advice is to marry later.
Why is the algorithm giving you marriage advice right now?
I don't even know.
Is this a sign?
Well, check this out. Both my siblings, Andrew and Eileen, that are like around my age, one's 34, one's 35. I'm 33. Like, we're all back to back. They just got married within a month of each other.
Oh, nice.
And then, of course, my family's like, all right, Chica, what you got? What you got going? So I keep telling myself I avoided my first divorce. Mm-hmm. All my friends that got married before 25, okay, are all divorced right now.
Okay.
Is this playing about us? Okay, sorry. Bestie Bailey, I was not going to put you on blast like that. Do you? Okay, but you know, a lot of people are saying, and all these people in the comments on TikTok, and curious as to what your thoughts are, 800-9436. I've never been married. I was with somebody. I was partnered up. He and I didn't work out after 5 years. We were engaged. I thought I was going to marry him. But I tell myself all the time, I'm so grateful I didn't marry him. Mm. Because with divorce comes the craziness of, we got to split assets. We got to, you know, sell this. We got to do this. And seeing how many of my friends have gone broke after a divorce and trying to rebuild, like, everybody in the comments talked about how they regret their first marriage and how they wish they didn't do it. Why are you looking at me? What?
I don't regret my first marriage.
At all?
Really? No. I feel like I married a great guy. Mm. 10 out of 10 to anyone who ends up with him. We learned a lot. We actually had this conversation the other day. We learned so much from each other for our next person that we're with. They are so lucky because we learned stuff from each other. We did not have a nasty divorce. We did not. I'm not broke. He's not broke. We did everything very mutually. Yeah, our feelings probably got hurt sometime in between that. But like,
right.
You're
genuinely saying that you do not regret you don't regret the, because y'all were together for a long time. At least in my mind, right?
I do not regret it.
Really?
Like,
at all?
No. I feel like we both learned so much from each other, and I feel like he's a great person. If someone called me and said, hey, I'm talking to blah, how do you feel about that? I would say, excellent.
Really?
Yeah, like, he's worked on himself so much. I have. He's a great person. He's going to be a great father. He's going to do all these things. 10 out of 10.
Okay, so as far as you go, Evan,
so
you're still very
young.
What
I'm hearing is that I should propose to my girlfriend as soon as possible.
Absolutely not.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Like, stop.
I would say that my situation is very uncommon.
Yeah, because my breakup, even though we weren't married, was nasty. Yeah. And I ended up very broke after our engagement failed.
Y'all just be marrying the wrong people.
Dude, I'm going to get me a sugar daddy in the next life.
No, a sugar father. You don't want to do anything.
How about a Splenda daddy?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So it's just a little sugar. Anyway, but listen, I want to hear from you. 800-9436. Do you regret, and this is only for the folks that have been divorced, all right? Do you regret your first marriage? Do you think that you could have saved yourself a lot of heartache if you told yourself, hey, after 30, I'll agree to get married? And also, if you're a divorce attorney, hit us up.
K94.5, Chica and Evan in the morning hanging out with you. And it's time to feel good on the 50.
What is something that is just making your day? Somebody, I don't know, like for me, I got an extra drink at Fat Cafe.
Nice.
Accidentally made an extra drink. And I don't know why. I've been holding
on to this.
I got Taco
Bell the other day. They gave me double the little twisty cinnamon sticks. Yeah, my day was made.
Yeah, okay, so those little dumb things, why is it always food related with us?
Because we don't have to think it.
Anyway, okay, how about this? Extra points if your feel good is food related.
Ooh, I like
Ooh,
that.
Okay, 800-9436.
Jerry in Bossier, what's making you feel good this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm just going to say that Bagel Boss Lady breakfast is making me feel good over there at the Wooden Spoon. They have bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese.
Have you tried their, I know that they're, like, I had the bagel sandwich. They made a burrito that is Latina approved. I'm telling you this right now. I don't know what they're doing to the food over there. I don't care. My friend went there for lunch, and she says the lunch is good. But the fact that they're serving breakfast, see, this is why we're in a good mood. Breakfast
Indeed.
Puts us in a good mood. So which one did you have this morning? Because I could tell you fueled up.
I actually had the bagel. I had this bacon, egg, and cheese, but they give you a choice of what kind of bagel to put it on. So I put it on their famous jalapeno cheddar bagel and got a side of their cream cheese and put it on top of that as well, too.
Can I tell you right now, that Bagel Boss Lady, I'm going to sue them in a year. Because when I gain all this weight, and it's all because I took the cream cheese home and the bagels, and I can't stay out of the dang fridge. Man, that stuff is dangerous. It is so good.
You can put that stuff on a brick and probably consume it.
Make your mornings even more chaotic.
Hey, yo, go crazy.
Wake up with Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K95.